This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Didier Nicholas.
Welcome, everybody, to the Good Neighbor Podcast. We have an exciting show here to bring to our listeners, and I want to welcome Mahak. Did I say that?
Mahak.
Mahak. I know, that's such a hard name.
Oh, it's okay.
But she's, and my name is hard too as well, so we're kind of even there.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's with the Mustard Seed of Central Florida. We're actually going to get to know her about what she does with the Mustard Seed, and I'm going to actually segue right into it. So welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it a lot. I appreciate the opportunity to share about what we do here.
Absolutely. So with that being said, just go ahead and kind of give us a little overview of what you do.
So the Mustard Seed of Central Florida is a nonprofit furniture and clothing bank. We provide for families who've experienced homelessness, natural disaster, personal tragedy, by making their house into a home. So families who come to us, they may have received rental assistance, they may be starting over after a fire or a flood, something like that. And we provide them all the furniture that they need. Usually that is 15 to 20 pieces of furniture. And we do this for over 1,000 families each year. Last year, we served 1,134 families.
Wow, 1,134. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the myths and misconceptions about your industry? Are there any?
So as far as our mission, people will often assume that furniture isn't a necessity, and that it is something that is isn't necessary for transition, when in reality, we want to ensure the dignity of the people who are getting out of this cycle of homelessness, getting out of this cycle of crisis. We're trying really hard to make sure that those who are in need have all that they need. And so it's as simple as having a cup in the cupboard. You know, it's as simple as having a pot to cook with. It's as simple as having a rug on the floor. Dignity is more than just the roof over your head. It's having a bed to sleep in.
That's very well said. And in today's economic environment, there are so many challenges so many people face, right?
Yep. Yep. There's so many situations that can, there are a lot of people that fall into situations and circumstances of crisis where they are, they may have had a job and they have that job and they're going okay for a little bit, but mm-hmm. it'll take them losing that job and having a couple of missed paychecks to all of a sudden finding themselves on the street. And it's heartbreaking for those who find themselves in that situation. And there are many of our neighbors, many of our people locally who are living in their cars because they might be employed, they might be working somewhere, but they just don't have the means to bring in enough to be able to then put a deposit down on an apartment. And so what they're trying to do is, you know, get to a place of stability, but there are so many roadblocks in the way to get to stability. So what we're really trying to do is make sure that we're breaking down those barriers for the families we're serving.
And are you seeing this happening more and more today than in previous years?
You know, and it's very ebb and flow here. We found that, you know, we were serving a lot of clients during COVID. We're serving a lot of clients now. We find that there's an influx of clients after a natural disaster like a hurricane. And so, you know, there are often weeks where we are booked back to back to back with clients. You know, a situation like now, we know that we're serving between 7 and 10 clients per day. And that's pretty typical for us.
Wow. And so what are the things that you think our listeners need to be aware of when it comes to the Mustard Seed of Central Florida? Anything that stands out?
I think that the thing that strikes me the most is that there are so many ways to get involved and help those in our community. There's a couple of ways to get involved with the Mustard Seed. One way is to donate. So either that could be pieces of furniture that people are interested in donating. And so we accept basic household furniture, beds to sleep in, table to eat at, sofa to sit on, as well as some other like miscellaneous items like coffee tables and end tables. We try not to accept things that are too big for families because they're moving into these often little efficiency apartments where they don't have an abundance of space. So like big entertainment centers, big china cabinets, we can't accept. Another way is to, you know, there's donating of your items, but then there is also donating of your funds. For every family that we're serving, we raise about $512 to be able to serve families. So one of the things that we often encourage people is, you know, your monthly donation of, you know, $15, $20, $25 goes such a long way to helping families in crisis. There's also other ways to get involved. We have a clothing program here on site. And so local churches, community groups, Rotary clubs can do sock and underwear drives for us, as well as something that we call a junk in the trunk donation drive, where people can bring together clothing, books, household items to donate, and we'll come pick up like a big bunch of donations like that. And then people can also volunteer with us. Volunteering is such a rewarding experience here at the Mustard Seed because you're actively working with the families that we're serving. You're helping them load their truck. You're helping them put together the dishes that are going to be in their home. So it's a really fun and rewarding opportunity.
Wow. Very well said. Now, I like what you said too, is that if a family wants to donate items, you guys, depending on the items, of course, if it's furniture, you'll come and pick it up?
Yes, absolutely. So okay. We do 16 pickups a day. We do have a little fee that comes with pickup. So we do charge a $25 fee, and that just helps us cover the cost of gas and insurance on our truck. But we'll come pick up any volume of furniture, whether you just have one mattress that you want to donate, or let's say that, you know, you're moving out of town, or you know a neighbor that's moving. If you have 15, 20, 30 pieces of furniture you'd like to donate, we'll come out to your home, pick up, we have a wonderful team of staff that will come into your home, retrieve the items from your home, do that with care. And so we just want to make sure that we're keeping enough donations for the families that we're serving.
That is awesome. And so with that being said, as we wrap up, what are some of the ways, your website, your phone number, other means of communication that people can get a hold of you?
Sure. So if you want to learn more about the Mustard Seed, you can visit us on our website, mustardseedfla.org. If you wanted to call in to schedule a pickup, you're welcome to reach out via phone at 407-875-2040. Or if you just wanted to ask kind of some questions, shoot us an email about any of those opportunities. If your church wants to host a junk in the trunk or a sock drive, or if there is, if you have questions about what furniture we do and don't accept, that sort of stuff, you can also send general questions to info@mustardseedfla.org. And we're happy to help you that way as well.
I want to thank you so much.
Mayhack.
I'm not gonna get
You're
it right.
Good. But no worries.
It's hard, but I want to thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll talk again here in the near future.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpwindermere.com. That's gnpwindermere.com. Or call 407-783-8320.